list.
I'm going to say you're in charge of keeping us on track then.
Oh, crap.
Because I don't feel like opening it.
This already failed. We're done. Might as well just cancel the whole series. Awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to open up the outline.
It's right there. I could have done it.
Uh-huh.
It's right there.
Sure. See? It is.
It is. Shh. Let it happen. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay. Just let it happen. Welcome to Hey You,
where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of coffee.
I'm Keith.
I'm Tanya.
Welcome, everyone.
We made it there and back.
With no murder or divorce.
No murder or divorce.
Where did we make it to? Well, for those of you following us on Facebook, you obviously know. But for those of you that don't, we went to Virginia.
In a car.
1,093 miles.
There.
16 and a half hours.
And then all the way back.
1,093 miles back. And slightly less. It was more like 16 hours on the way back, mostly because there was less traffic.
And we didn't make as many side trips.
No. We didn't. No, we didn't. Because we did way more there than we did on the way back.
Yes.
Because I think at that point we just wanted to get home.
Exactly.
Yeah. We just wanted to be like done with being in a car. I like your car. But the seats suck. They're not comfortable. Wish the Jeep was better on gas.
The memory foam cushions we got from Aldi made a difference, though.
They did. They made my butt hurt a lot later in the trip than it would have without it. And I think it destroyed my back. Ugh, my back still hurts.
Well, I had to sit in the same position for how long?
I know.
Not enough getting out and walking around. I think that's why also, because on the way there, we had several longer trips where we were like walking for a while. On the way back, we had like one 10-minute walk to and then from a restaurant. That's
yeah.
The only walk.
Was it 10 minutes? Oh, yeah. That was 10 minutes. I thought we were talking about Arby's. I forgot we went to the other restaurant place. We'll talk about that one later. Later, it's fine.
It's later. So should we actually start not talking vaguely about a trip nobody has the details?
I like totally just being vague about it and making people guess. What are they talking about? What is going on?
And that's when they changed the station.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Pants getting comfy.
Yes, with a huff because they got scrubbed.
Yes, they got scrubbed because they were stinky.
They were very stinky puppies.
And now V's going to fluff the blanket so she can get comfy.
Oh, and that groan.
Here, I'm going to cover it with the blanket.
Yes, you got to tuck her in.
Tuck the bee in. Because I don't need the blanket. She does. She's cold.
We talked about scrubbing them before going to Grandma's house, but it didn't happen. So now they're getting
scrubbed. Yeah, because we had a bunch of stuff to get done before we went on our wonderful trip. That was, to me, most people would probably not call it once-in-a-lifetime trip. Maybe not once in a lifetime, because we'll do it again.
It was definitely a bucket list trip.
Bucket list. That's the term I was looking for. Bucket list trip. Yes. Because we got to do some stuff that I've wanted to do for a long time. Plus, same. Now I have 4 more states. I'm up to 12 now. After our trip to Iowa to go visit Tanya and Tony, mm-hmm. That added 4. Plus the 4 I had. Now I'm at 12 states. So 12 out of 50? Shoot, I'm getting there. Yeah. But it was great. It really was. I'm so glad we did it. And yes. Getting to go see Kim and Ray was wonderful because they're such good people.
Yes. Mm. I miss seeing them. And it's been so long. And there's certain people that it doesn't matter how long it's been that you just fall right into gabbing and comfort and
yes.
Making fun of each other and all of that. It's just...
It was that, yeah, they're, well, because we've known Kim and Ray for, how long have we known Sarah? Same amount of time. We met Kim through.
Your brother.
My brother. Well, actually, we met Kim through Sarah, because they were friends.
Yeah.
That's how Chad met them.
And what grade, how old was that?
God, they would have been, I think they were freshmen in high school.
That sounds about right. Or
Sarah would have been a freshman, I think, because Chad was a grade ahead, which would have put Kim and our other friend Tara would have been, they were in Chad's grade. So they were sophomores. Yeah. So that would have been.
So that would have been like.
99.
99.
Because I met them when we were seniors. So how long ago was our class reunion? 20?
Jesus. People can do math.
People can figure out that we've known them.
It is now 2022.
Yes.
And we met them in 99.
We have known them. We've been friends with them longer than we weren't friends with them at this point. God. I know we're old. Which is why the car killed my back on the road trip. Because I'm old. Yeah. Yeah, I hate getting old. It's kind of interesting. We talked about dropping the pups off by grandma, and then scrubbing them, but we did that today, but we waited and we didn't, but we dropped them off by grandma. So they spent the week
at
grandma's house, and I'm sure they hated it. It was the worst because they always hate going by grandma.
That's why we got videos of V squeaking her squeaky ball. And just happily on the chair, squeak, 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 squeak.
Yes, grandma got to hear about the great Lord squeak, squeak.
And then a couple of videos and photos of Ollie watching his tablet videos. Watching
grandma's tablet, yes. She said she was going to just wait for him to fall asleep.
The one night, yes. I'm like, he's going to fight it.
Good luck.
Yep.
You'll be asleep on the chair before he falls asleep. He loves his videos so much.
And it doesn't even matter what they are. It doesn't have to be animals. Yeah. It can be anything.
Yeah.
He was watching a lady camping yesterday.
It's entertaining.
It is.
It's almost like having children. Just stick him in front of a tablet and he's entertained. Yeah.
Okay. So road trip.
Yeah, well, that was the start of the road trip, was dropping the pups off at grandma's house.
Yeah, and they were excited. We started on a Tuesday evening.
Tuesday evening, because it just worked out.
Scooped me up from work, and we figured rather than start off early Wednesday morning, we would get a distance down on the trip. We get at least 4 hours was our goal. We wanted to get past Chicago, because that way we're heading into Chicago as everybody's leaving Chicago.
Which worked out.
Yeah, traffic-wise, that worked out beautifully because I don't think it would have been as decent with the traffic
if
we left early in the morning.
Less road rage
than you could have.
Driving through Chicago. It actually wasn't bad in Chicago. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of construction, so we had a lot of compressing down two lanes instead of four or whatever it was, which understandable, but it seemed like once we got past Chicago and started getting into Indiana, everything got dumber.
Yes.
Like, the people were
although, speaking of road rage, in Chicago, they legit have lighted board signs. Yes. Don't engage. Avoid road rage.
Yes. It's hilarious. Oh, God.
It has to be enough of a thing for them to put that on their road safety signs.
Yes. I saw many of them on the way there and on the way back. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me giggle that, you know, it don't avoid road rage.
But it's also sad.
It's sad. Apparently nobody reads because, God, it was still just... Just idiots everywhere. Oh my God.
Either people are too like, fast or too slow.
And you guys drive like morons. No. No. Oh my God, no. Illinois, Indiana. The bigger cities.
The big cities. I think that's really cities. What it is. It's big city driving versus.
Because we've been in Schaumburg. It's not bad. No. You know, it's still a little bit of Chicago, but it's more on the outskirts. They're okay there. Into Indiana, I think that was still part of the big Chicago area, which was a lot of. But once we went down, once we got to like the hotel area, it wasn't bad.
No,
no, that the wonderful hotel area.
So, in trying to be proactive in this trip, the week before, looked up and figured, okay, we made this plan. We are going to make it about 4 hours into our trip. The first night. That was our goal. So then I'm like, great, I'll look for hotels that are about 4 hours out. And used booking.com, used it numerous times before. It's not the only one I've used, but pulled it up, got logged in, and there's a several options about the same distance. I'm checking out different options, even checking Airbnbs as an option and comparing prices and app, and came across OYO Hotel that had a special deal for like $45.
Cheap.
Perfect. And it looked really nice, had good ratings. Yeah, I mean, it was like a special deal. Perfect. Tuesday night in September, there's no events going on or anything. Like
after Labor Day,
yep.
There should be plenty of spaces for us to stay.
Yeah. So, and there were plenty of other options on the list.
A little more expensive.
And but. Yeah. But I'm like, well, this is a deal. Won't we check it out? This is like a new hotel chain. It used to be what? A Super 8?
That was a Super 8.
Yes. Used to be a Super 8, apparently. So like, perfect. Great. We make our trek, we drop off puppies, we get all the way there, walk in with our stuff. It looks decent on the outside.
Right. What was 9:30 at night at this point?
Yeah, about 9:15-ish or so. Walk up, checking in. Oh, we canceled your reservation a week ago.
Yes, because we overbooked.
Because we overbooked, and when we get more people that are booking directly with us, those who book through third-party apps or third-party sites, those are the ones that get kicked off first.
Right.
Okay. You know what? Business decision, I completely understand. But why in that entire week's time did not the hotel or booking.com contact us?
Something, anything.
I even went back. I had an email from 2 days prior saying, confirming from booking.com, confirming that our reservation was still good, everything's good to go, all of that. According to booking.com, it's all still set. So I was trying to be very nice. I'm like, nothing? When she even tried to show me her screen. And she's like, yeah, we canceled it on the 14th. And I'm like, it canceled a week ago. Still don't have a refund. I have no sign of a refund. I use PayPal. Big tip. If you can pay with PayPal, pay with PayPal. That'll come up later. So.
Right.
I'm like, I have a confirmation number. I have a list. It says it. And then it's 9 o'clock at night. We are tired. I had worked a full day. You had slept like 4-ish, 5 hours.
About
that. We're done. We're just done. And now, like, what? We have to now find another hotel at 9 o'clock at night that's not too crazy expensive. And if they're booked full, are the other places booked full?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I try calling booking.com. You start working on trying to find an alternative. And also fun, if you have to call booking.com to check on a reservation or have issues with a reservation, you have to punch in their like 20-digit number, confirmation number, twice. And then when you get to talk to a person, you then have to repeat it.
Yeah.
And the PIN number. So write it down somewhere before you call. Didn't realize that until we were still in the lobby, and I'm like, well, maybe they can do something for us. Maybe they can help us find another reservation. They can at least confirm I'm getting a refund.
Something.
Couldn't do it just standing in the lobby. So we went to the car. I try calling the guy, the first person who talked. He's very nice. Oh, so sorry. Yeah, it shows on their systems. In their systems, they still have it confirmed. So OY Hotel, they might have canceled our reservation, but apparently they didn't tell anybody else. As he's like, oh, let me put you on hold. I'll even call the property, all that. Puts me on hold about a minute. Disconnected. I'm like, son of a... We're so done. So done.
Mm.
So you found days in.
Days in.
Like, I don't know, down the road.
Quarter mile away.
Yeah, right there.
$60, $65, whatever it was.
20, 25. It came up, total was like $25 more than what we had already paid for the other hotel.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever. We just have to take it. We go in. The guy at the front desk, super nice.
Yes. Explain to us the situation of what happens with those things.
Yes.
Which was wonderful. More information than we got out of the other crab ass. Yes.
And he was like joking around, super easy going. And we even asked him, like, is there something going on? And even he said, he's like, I have no explanation. I don't understand. He's like, usually I can tell you, yeah, there's family reunions. Yes, there's some weddings. Yes, there's this festival. He's like, there's nothing. He's like, I can't explain it. He said, usually we're lucky if we can get, what is it, something like 50 rooms booked a night. And he's like, they're hitting like 80 rooms booked a night. He's like, I have no explanation. He's like, yes, I can believe they overbooked, but I have no idea why.
Yeah.
So
there was other people in that other hotel that were also looking for hotel rooms while we were standing in there looking for a hotel room.
And the two guys, because they were they tried to ask at the OYO hotel while we're trying to get our things figured out. They had to get told they had zero rooms available.
Yeah.
Then at the Days Inn where we went next, apparently they were looking for a room with two beds because it was two guys. They didn't want a spoon. They didn't have any. All they had was single king size beds. Well,
right.
Works for us.
Even with two grown ass men, the beds are big enough. You're not going to end up touching.
No.
I mean, there's times where I have to roll over and like feel
and
around.
Roll over.
Oh, there she is. She's still there. Okay. It would have been fine. I wouldn't have cared. I mean, we're just there to sleep.
Yeah. So we're like, whatever. This is fine. Whatever. Got a room. Great. Drive around to the back. Park. Here's your door.
Yes.
That was kind of sketchy.
That was sketch. That whole hotel, like, it seemed...
Worn.
It was mid-tier. It wasn't a bad hotel, but it was not a good hotel either.
Could do some work. There's a lot of garbage piled up. Like, oh my garbage God. Can out back was, like, piled up, separate bags and blown everywhere.
The woods. The amount of garbage that was in the small little wooded area behind the hotel was insane.
Yes, the door we had to enter is, like, the back of the parking lot. You have to walk around this sidewalk to the back along the edge of the woods.
Which is covered in trash.
And some of the cars in the parking lot have, like, plastic tape over broken windows. Yeah. One had a door left open. We're like,
doors. Double check to make sure that the car is locked. Okay, I hit it 7 times. It honked at me 12 times. We're good.
And then we go to the door and there's two guys standing outside. I'm guessing smoking.
Yes.
And we're trying to get in the door. And the stupid key card machine.
Twice. 3 times. Go slow, and then fast, and then fast, and then slow.
Just let us in. Just let us in.
And then fast, and then in slow, out slow, and then I just started hammering the card, and then eventually the light went green.
Okay, go.
Grab it, click, pull it open. Great, let's go, because this is nerve-wracking a little bit.
Yeah, we felt very uncomfortable. The guys held open the door for us.
Yeah, they didn't seem like they were going to stab us, murder us, steal our shit, or anything like that. No. It's just still in that area. I wanted to get inside as fast as I could.
Yes.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Got a room, we opened the door, and funny is the front desk clerk was joking about, you know, we need a card for incidentals, damages, blah, blah, blah. We walk
wild parties.
Walk in the door. The freaking headboards, which in hotels are attached to the wall, was ripped off the wall and dropped. Like, it just, the anchors, whatever, ripped out and it just dropped down from the window.
Sitting on the floor. So I called the front desk.
We are not responsible for
this. Just so you're aware, your headboard is off the wall. Oh, did you want? He's like, wow, you guys didn't waste any time with your wild parties, did you? Holy crap. Yep. Yeah. He was cool and made sure that I let them know that this happened before we even, like, this isn't on us. I'm not getting charged for this shitty ass hotel. I didn't tell him that. For something that we didn't do.
Worn hotel.
Yes.
Because everything, it was clean. It was decent.
Yep.
A little weird about the one guy laying on the floor of the hallway playing on his phone outside of his room.
That was kind of strange.
That was a little awkward because we had to go around him and then our room was right across the hall.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The refrigerator didn't close tight.
No, it did the seals because it was making an awful noise, which is probably because the compressor's running constantly.
You at one point, can we unplug the fridge? Yeah, I can. I go over and look at it.
Could see right into it.
It's closed, but I unplugged that. I never did plug that back in. Oops.
Why? Yeah. It can't refrigerate anything except for the room.
Yeah. We didn't care.
No.
It was fine. It was a place to sleep.
The bed was comfortable enough.
We were just there to sleep.
It was clean. Bathroom worked. That was it. That we were good.
Got up the next morning and hightailed it pretty quick.
Yes. Well, we kind of had to. We had a coffee date.
You had a coffee date.
Well, you were there too.
I was, and it wasn't a bad coffee date. It was your coffee date.
So we made a little jog south, 30 minutes to Crown Point, Indiana.
Crown Point, Indiana.
Because we came from, the hotel was in Portage.
Yes.
And went to Crown Point, Indiana to meet up with Jess, who I had worked with a couple years ago, went to her wedding, and
We were camping.
While we were camping, yep, that's where we, while camping, ran home, dropped off puppies, went to the wedding, came back, picked up the puppies. V was very disappointed that we had to drive all the way back up to camping again.
I think we talked about this in one of our episodes. Yeah. Yeah, she was not excited.
No.
She thought we were here to stay, and then we drove the hour and a half back to the campsite.
So, yeah. So then when, Sam puppy face. When Jess was having her first child, her and her husband decided to move closer to her family, build the house down there. So we're like, hey, how many chances do we get to meet up again? So we met up with Jess at Steam Whistle Coffee. And that was good.
Little place.
Yes. Yeah.
It was little. I mean, well, the main part where they make the coffee and the food was actually pretty big, but their seating was small.
Yeah, there was, it was on the smaller side, but it was cozy. It was in like a strip mall, but they made it feel cozy when you went inside.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
And
is a nice place.
Is a nice place.
Doesn't exist anymore. It is a nice place.
Coffees were really good.
Yes, they were.
I was very happy with those. On this trip, we've had so many different coffees. I cannot recall what we've had at different places. So
mine was probably something with s'mores.
Probably.
Or chocolate.
And
mostly
mine was
s'mores.
Some sort of a latte. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. It was delicious. And we had breakfast sandwiches there.
Yeah, before Jess got there.
It was pretty much, the whole road trip was breakfast sandwiches just about. And so that way it gave us a chance to eat. And then we had some coffee before, then Jess joined us. And it was good catching up, chatting, sharing the gossip of Green Bay and finding out how she's settling in Indiana. And apparently she had only been to Steam Whistle at their stand at the farmer's market.
Yes.
She had never been inside their actual coffee shop. So she was actually
5 minutes away from her house. 5 minutes
from her house.
Literally.
She'd been living there over like 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's just funny is that. So apparently our road trip helped
her. She's going to try to make it a regular stop.
Yeah.
Because her ends up both like
the
Steam Whistle coffee.
So that worked out perfect.
Yeah. It was a good conversation.
It was.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. And then we made our next stop in Ohio.
Ohio, Ohio. If you've watched Drew Carey. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
I'm not sorry. Anyway.
Caverns.
The Ohio Caverns.
Yes. And if you've done the Cave of the Mounds in Wisconsin, this is better.
Way better.
100% worth it. I honestly wasn't sure. We were debating zoos and things, but we're like, to give enough time to walk around a bigger zoo.
After having done a Nebraska zoo.
Yeah.
And seeing that you need to be there when they open to be able to experience everything, even with, was it the Indianapolis Zoo and the Columbus Zoo, I think, are the ones we were looking at. We would have only had 4, maybe 5 hours.
Before they closed, and then we still had to drive more. So we're like, do we really want to stop that long, spend that much time? And really, not that those zoos are bad, but we already saw Nebraska Zoo. Are we going to see something different that we hadn't seen there?
Yeah.
No. So looking at other ideas, came across Ohio Caverns in the middle of nowhere. Some random country roads to get there. And it was phenomenal. There's two different tour options, two different parts of the caverns you could do, a historic one and the natural one. We did the natural one, and they said if it's a first time visiting, that's the tour to do.
Right.
So it was perfect. That's what we wanted to see. Something about like the most colorful caverns in the U.S., in the world, something.
I think you said U.S.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah,
all the different minerals, leachings,
reds,
orange, yellows,
orange,
greens.
Whites.
Like, it was gorgeous. And then so many stalactites, stalagmites. It looked like we were inside some sort of crazy monster's mouth.
It was not real. I'm pretty sure they faked the whole thing. they just dug a hole and they just put all this stuff underground and people pay money for it. No, I'm kidding. It was surrealistic. It didn't really seem like, at one point he told us we are now 106 feet underground. It wasn't like we went down a bunch. It was just that.
And it's on a hill too. So
where we were at that point didn't really feel like we were 106 feet underground. I think it was just the fact there was so much going on. There was all these different colors. There was things to see, water dripping off the ceiling that was ice cold. What did he call it? Cave kisses or something?
Cave tears? Cave kisses? No, I think it's cave kisses. Yes.
You walk through water. There's this tunnel. There's that tunnel. You get to see this stalagmite. They had
and then rooms.
Rooms of
rooms of just stalactites, stalagmites, columns. All the different crazy formations.
And the never-ending dad jokes from the guy giving us the tour.
He did the whole thing. It's like a mile worth of walking or something, they say.
Yes.
Backwards.
Backwards. He walked backwards the entire way. It was weird. But I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's done it so many times. And it was because it was a Wednesday.
Wednesday in the afternoon in September.
1 o'clock early, in the afternoon, whatever it was. Mid-September. There was four of us.
Yep.
You and I. And then another older couple from Michigan. That was it. Yes. That was the whole. Yeah.
He Which said was perfect.
They get a lot busier.
With school groups.
School groups later and things. And of course, during the summer, they're just busy. He said that they'll usually do.
What, I said something like 70?
Yeah, 70 tours a day with usually 25 to 50 people or something. He said they'll crank them through pretty good. We got lucky.
Or I think it's 700 people a day is what it was.
That's what it was, yeah.
And it was. Seven.
It was nice. It such a small little group. He was able to, like, it felt more personalized.
Yes.
Because it was just the four of us. He'd ask questions. We could talk and whatever. Yeah. It was just a great show. And just the stuff underground. I mean, the fact that stuff exists is insane.
And someone asked if the caverns felt claustrophobic at all. I did not think so.
No.
Lisa, at all. And you had a lot of, like, the cool, fresh air down there.
Yeah.
It was. I wasn't concerned at all. Yes, some walkways are a little narrower, but then they still have a higher ceiling. The couple of spots with a low ceiling were real quick, and then you're opened up to a big, giant room.
Yeah.
We got to see, though, what they called it, the Crystal King, was a giant...
Stalagmite.
Tight. They have to hold tight to the ceiling?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Stalactite.
Is that how it...
What was he, 4.5?
It's like 4.5, 5 feet... long and then like 400 pounds or something. Like, it was big.
Huge.
It was massive.
Did it little blocked off and then a light shining on it so you could see it. Like, oh,
from two different angles.
Yeah. Trying to make it look all majestic and stuff.
It was
though. It was pretty majestic. Yeah.
100% would recommend. Like, absolutely worth every penny we spent.
I wouldn't say let's make a trip and go see these caverns if you're in the area.
Yes, do it.
For whatever reason, you're driving at this point 7 hours into Ohio, eight hours into Ohio. Yeah, absolutely make the trip. Check it out. Totally worth it. I don't know if I would drive from Green Bay all the way there to see it.
Because
it's 7.5, 8 hours of driving for a 1 hour thing.
Yeah.
But if you're there, absolutely. That was freaking worth every penny. It was interesting is at one point you're walking. Okay, this is the end of it. You take pictures. Now we have to walk a bunch of stairs back up to the surface.
Oh, and you can tell the walking, temperature. Because
it's 54 degrees? Is that what he said?
Something like that. Yeah, it's not over it, right. It's
constant 54 degrees underground all the time.
It was warm outside that day.
Yeah, it was upper 70s, lower 80s. It was
and sunny.
You could feel the temperature change as you're walking up these 57 steps or whatever he said it was. And you hit this point and it's just like, ugh, I want to go back on the ground. I know, right? It was gross. And then you had to walk, a quarter mile back to the car or whatever it was, which wasn't terrible.
No.
But it was totally worth it.
I mean, even just the views of the surrounding land, because it's out in the country and you're on this hill and... It was beautiful.
It really was.
Beautiful place to visit. So 100% go there. If you're a rock hound, so you like all sorts of fun, shiny, polished stones of all kinds and flavors, their gift store is huge. Their gift shop was actually really large and had massive quantities of all different kinds of stones, precious, semi-precious, some polished, some natural, geodes, all different kinds. So if that's your thing.
Expensive as geodes, like some of them were $1,300.
Oh yeah, the massive ones. I mean, yeah. Because you have to look.
Well, right. I was curious. I'm like, what do they want? Because the little ones, I think, were still like $50-$60. This one, gigantic. I'm like, holy crap.
So then we finished our day at Mardi Gras Casino.
Mardi Gras Casino.
Easy check-in.
It really was.
Front desk was nice. And when you say nice things to the front desk staff, it helped, I think, that the person in front of us wasn't the nicest.
She was a little short.
And was then trying to have a phone conversation at the same time he's trying to get her checked in, all that. So that gave him full attention, pleases and thank yous, all of that. Asked, you know, what floor we would like, the different options that they had rooms available on. And like, we're not picky. What would you suggest? He's like, if you want quiet, top floor, fourth floor.
Yes.
So the fact that he even recommended.
He had stated a room. That if you hear any noises above you, please let us know because there shouldn't be anyone on the roof. That was pretty funny.
Yes. And it was nice. It was a big room.
Also helped. Not that we are against or hate children.
Yes.
But it was also 21 and older.
Yes, casino.
Yes, we did not have to worry about screaming chitlins.
No screaming chitlins.
Again.
No running up and down hallways.
Don't hate kids. It was just nice that there was none of that.
Because we were tired. We had driven a lot. We had walked a bunch.
Yeah.
We were just looking to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Again, looked at other different hotel options. Bummed that didn't have a pool. I did look at other hotels that were nearby and
that
similar
price. That one had a pool. Closed.
No, that one did not.
Yes, it did.
The other hotel had a pool that was
that
closed.
That one also had a pool. Yes, it did because I saw it. Remember, I pointed it out when we were outside. I'm like, that's where the pool is because they had the windows and the roof.
I meant indoor pool.
Yes, indoor pool. It did.
Okay, now this is going to be a debate later. Because I had specifically
looked. We'll argue about this on another time.
Anyways.
But it had a pool, but it was closed.
Because no, I was looking at other hotel options, similar price, in the same vicinity. And anything that was similar price, I looked up, had a hotel, had a pool, went to their website. Pool is closed for maintenance.
Stupid Labor Day.
So they're like, it. That's why I'm like, okay, sorry, we'll do Mardi Gras doesn't have a pool. Again, we will determine this and answer in the next episode.
And when I win, what do I get? Good enough.
There you go. You applause.
Yes.
Anyways, so we get to the room, and it's a big room. It's
yeah,
a nice
gigantic.
Room.
Had a couch,
two
a chair.
Big beds, lots of like space.
Big TV.
It was cozy, especially it for the price. It was so
nice
comfortable.
Place. Yeah.
We
went and got sushi for supper.
We did.
Yes, we had to drive. It was weird because it's like way down in a weird position. You got to drive down the
it's
thing.
It's like in a little tiny valley of its own.
Yeah. So checked Google Maps. Remember Google Maps? Good thing to use for when you're looking for places so you don't have to ask us what we're doing. Google Maps. Sushi place. Sushi Hibachi.
Yes.
So we went and checked this out. I don't remember what it's called.
Sakura.
Sakura. Yes. I had a gigantic beer.
Yes.
And then we ordered 5 rolls of sushi. And it wasn't, like, not terrible.
Some of the rolls we like better than others. And it could have just been our selection because they were all, for the most part, new to us. The ones I picked were really good.
Yours were better than mine. They were. But the whole meal
was. We share everything. It was good. It was, like, nothing was
swap
bad.
Swap that. It was good, yeah.
And then, like, the one roll that was the blandest, once you swirled it in the sauces, the like spicy mayo and the eel sauce.
Spicy mayo and the eel sauce, yes.
That fixed it.
Then it took care of the problem.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, easy fix. Not a problem.
I had a margarita there.
You did. Michelob Ultra, I think I had. Just a giant Michelob Ultra.
It was a giant
Ultra.
24 ounce.
20 something like that.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, it was gigantic. It took me forever to drink it, but I was more thirsty. I didn't drink a lot that day. I was thirsty, but I wanted a beer.
And it was one of those that when we left, I'm like, oh, I'm full, but I'm okay. And then after I had more time to digest my stomach and my brain to catch up with each other. We had food babies.
Yeah, we did. We're actually afraid to go back to the hotel room and just sit down.
Yes. Yeah, we wanted to
lay down. We're not going to do that.
So we walked around. We checked out the casino a bit.
Yes. And we saw a dog race.
We did.
This casino has dog racing. I've never seen dog racing. I wasn't going to bet on it because I didn't want to. We wasn't sure how much money we were going to spend on this trip. So I'm like, not going to throw any money.
No.
But it was just fun to walk out to the seats and watch out onto the field. And it was a legit dog race. I was like, that's crazy cool.
And I can understand there's some concerns with dog racing, how they're kept, how they're raised. Like, I don't have enough information to know to make a judgment. All I can say is one of those dogs, the like white and black spotted one, was so excited to get run.
Happy and ready to go.
He did not win. He was not one of the winners, but he was super excited
bouncing
to get going.
All over is the, and it looked like high school, maybe college age kids were the ones like that college. Were walking.
Yeah, like
out.
Handlers. Yeah.
Too. Yeah. And he just bouncing. I'm like, that's a puppy dog. Yeah, well, Bobby, he wants to run. And they did. And then I felt bad as the one wiped out real bad on the first corner. Like slid way out and he got up.
Like stumbled, slid, and then kept. Got finished the race.
He hesitated for a second though, like he wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and then he just took off. And of course, he was way in last place. But when they came back around to the one side to where the handlers were, they were still all excited. Tails were going; they were happy. And went, okay, so I don't think those are the ones that are,
or at least not that part of it is not the concern.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But all I could think watching them run, I'm like. That's Ollie.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah, absolutely.
That's Ollie running in the backyard.
Just cruising. They were fast, too. It was fun. I it was neat to see it. Yep. And then we finally were like, let's go. We crashed hard. I think I almost dropped my phone on my face like four times before I was like, all right, I'm done. We got more crap to do the next day.
Yep. So early morning, next morning, we hit up a Bob Evans because we don't. Have those
I never even heard of Bob Evans till I saw the sign.
I've heard of them because we've bought their containers of mashed potatoes in the grocery store, like the refrigerated pre-made mashed potatoes where you just peeled them open and heat them up in
not
the microwave
in smell.
Or we also did the like pulled pork or pulled chicken in the red containers, red plastic containers,
also not in smell.
Did we used to buy them regularly? I in fact still have one that I put strawberries in and freeze them.
Also not in smile.
Oh, boy. So that's as far as I knew. I didn't know Bob Evans was a place.
Right. No.
I didn't know it was a restaurant. So we had to go try it out.
A lot of them down there.
Oh, yes.
So many. Like, they're like Denny's.
Yes.
Here. It was nuts.
And very similar to Southern Denny's.
It was very y'alls and honeys and
yes.
The waitresses. They were cool, but it was definitely a little bit of a Southern mm-hmm. thing, you know, hey honey and y'alls and yeah, it was good though. It was good food
was decent. It wasn't amazing.
No, but they didn't have coffees simple. That we
yeah
wanted,
now we
though.
Do fancy coffees, which is fine. We're used to doing some of that too. Ridiculous. It's not ridiculous.
It was
I was underwhelmed by the hash browns, and I should have eaten the biscuit first. I would have eaten both biscuits. There were two of them. The biscuit was delicious, and now I have regrets. I should have eaten the biscuits first and then maybe tried some hash browns.
There was regrets.
So instead, we hit a little coffee shop a little further down the road, down the highway, Mea Cuppa.
Yeah.
A little place, simple, clean. It kind of reminded me of that fancier one we went in Madison by the Capitol with Sarah. Very, like, white, clean.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking about it. Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but it was, a little more modern.
Yes, on the inside, and server was super nice. They had some different drink specials. Mm-hmm. I remember I had April showers. It was, like, lavender and vanilla or something. I forget what you got. I think you got, like, a mocha.
It was probably, like, a turtle mocha or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. I think you said mocha with, like, caramel, and he's like, oh, like a turtle, and you're like, yeah.
That one.
I think that's the one. So that was good.
Yes.
The next midday stop, that was another, two decent hikes. One I had planned was the Natural Bridge State Park. But on the way to the Natural Bridge State Park was the Natural Bridge Zoo. Because the town is called Natural Bridge.
Yes.
They just named them all after this actual legit natural stone bridge.
after our initial conversation of let's do a zoo, then we said, let's not do a zoo. We don't want to do a zoo. We decided to do a zoo. But this wasn't a very big zoo. It was
I would say for the cost of entry was way higher than what they actually like had there.
True. They did have four giraffes and an elephant.
They did.
And a very crabby the Australian dinosaur.
The cassowary.
Cassowary, yes.
Oh, the male cassowary was very not angry. Happy. He was ready to murder you.
Yes. They also had white emus. Or were they rheas?
Rheas, I think.
They were white rheas. Yes, they were all white rheas, which was weird because I've never seen that before.
No, that was cool. Yeah. It was nice. They definitely took very good care of the animals. Most of the exhibits were decent size. A lot of them had like identifiable enrichment. Like, everything was really clean. Everybody was fed. Everybody seemed fairly happy. So that made me feel good because some of the smaller zoos struggle. They take on more than they can manage.
Not this one. This one was
decent. Good. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
They had a lot of solid enclosures. You could tell some of the other ones for like the lemurs was an old corn crib.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I get. It's an easy thing to buy and set up. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the other exhibits you could tell were newer, so it tells me that they're building and expanding and working.
Yep. Yep.
And at some point, the lemurs might, when there was three of them, might end up with something bigger and better.
Yes.
So it was a nice little stop. It was
good. And
the zoo that we didn't want to do, that we did anyway. Yes. We
did anyways.
Yes.
We couldn't drive past it. It was on our way to the state park. And then
across the street from the dinosaur something park.
I think it was at his natural, like, dinosaur park or whatever.
It was sketchy. I mean, they had a Frankenstein that was a Frankenstein half chicken out front. It didn't make any sense. So
a wizard.
Yeah.
It's just, like, weird fiberglass creatures, painted creatures. We did not go in. We saw it really. Nah. But went down to the natural park, Natural Bridge State Park. Which is right across from a historic hotel, Natural Bridge Hotel. That hotel was cool.
Yeah,
it was definitely old school and like old ritzy.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of sort of looked plantation-y.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very southern stylings, colonial stylings, I would say.
It would have been cool to check that out, but we were... Yeah. Not like on a time crunch, but we don't want to spend a ton of time.
We spent more time at the zoo than we planned.
Yeah, we kept having to tell Kim we were looking at later times and
So we had a little bit of a hike to the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Stairs. We had to do some stairs to go down. Well, the stairs down.
I thought you were talking about how we walked the wrong way first and went under the road and realized that, crap, that's not the way to go. So we walked back.
We just pretended that's what we meant to do the whole time.
Yeah, well, it was a tunnel under the road. I wanted to see it. I mean, I legit wanted to see it. And it just so happened that we went that way first. And then we came back and realized that they had trail markers that we could follow. So we did.
Which I read the sign saying, look for these yellow trail markers, then to... Completely,
it happens. Completely
fell out of my brain. Yeah. Although that's also where I found, because I needed a beverage, and I like sweet tea. I especially like Gold Peak sweet tea, and I discovered they have an extra sweet tea.
Yes,
and it was delicious. And we don't have that here, but all over Virginia, West Virginia, all of those places, lots of extra sweet Gold Peak tea.
Yeah. Needed it for the walk down and the walk back up.
Yes.
But it was worth the walk down.
Yes.
The walk down's not as bad.
No. Well, down never really
is. Stairs down, stairs down, a little bit of a ramp, more stairs, you get to the bottom, there's a girl standing in the window, must work for the park.
Just to confirm we had already paid our
Here's a ticket.
Pass, yep.
We walk around, we're like, I wonder how far this is going to be. The map says it's this far. Oh, okay. Walk, 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 turn, look up, and holy crap.
Along a creek.
Yeah. There was a dam at one point right by the little whatever park house thing that there's water. Station, wonder if there's fish in there. Oh, absolutely.
We could see them. The water was so clear. We could see all sorts of fish.
Rainbow trout swimming in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
We were excited about the fishies and the water.
Yes.
And then we go around this little bend and... Okay. So there's sort of a natural bridge at Fonfrick, a park near us. This is beyond that. I was not expecting
the one at Fonfrick is probably 40 feet high.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
This is 200 feet high.
Yes.
Yeah. 90 feet long?
The gap is 110, but then the actual bridge itself was like 90 feet. 90,
yes.
And it's, just insane. I literally looked up one, holy crap, and then another couple of ladies looked, she goes, that's what we said.
Yeah, we both said, holy crap, in unison. And then it was just, and so many different, like, cultures and languages of people that I heard and saw there too. Yeah. It was so cool. And a lady doing a painting that looked like a freaking photo.
Yeah, I was going to get rid of some shit and be like, wow, your paint by number is amazing. But I was too enthralled with the giganticness of this.
Awe-inspiring.
Yes, it was insane. Like, it just didn't look real.
Yes.
It was like the caves. Yes. I swear they made it. It's fake. It looks fake. Stuff like that doesn't exist, but it does. Yes. It's insane how much it does. Like, holy crap, that was something. You walk to the other side of it, it kind of, you go under it,
mm-hmm.
and then you walk, and there's an opening with a bunch of benches facing it, so you could sit and just look at,
just admire it.
Yeah, impressive.
Very much so. It was another one where, don't make a special trip to drive umpteen hours just to do it. But if you are nearish the area, do it.
Yes, worth it.
Worth it. Worth the price of the ticket. Worth it. Worth the walk. And it was a good way to break up our driving day, get out of the car, walk around. I think that's what really killed your back is on the ride back. We didn't really do any walking around. This, we spent like 3 hours, I think, there. I think it was close to 2 at the zoo and another hour at Natural Bridge.
Yep. And it was like a 10-minute drive in between them.
Yeah.
They're very close together. It was, both of them were, the zoo and the Natural Bridge are worth seeing.
Then finally, we arrived.
We got driving in to Virginia.
Oh, driving through the mountains.
Yes, was insane. Up, down, left, right.
I kept having to
back, forth, AB, start. I mean, it was insane.
I kept having to like rub my ears to get them the pressure release. Yes.
Drove over some cool bridges, drove up some cool hills, down some cool hills.
Some of those views.
Around the corners.
Also, all the cross streets for that highway are all named after, like, creeks.
5 Mile Creek, 9 Mile Creek, 4 Mile Creek. 1 Mile Creek,
2 Mile Creek.
Yes.
And you can't see the creeks when you go over them. That's how deep those valleys are.
Yeah.
You cannot see. You just tell there's a valley, and you're on a bridge over something. But you can't see any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so freaking high up.
Yeah. It's a little...
And we weren't even, like, when we're driving through the mountains, we're, like, driving mid-ish mountain.
Yeah.
We're not at the top.
Mm-hmm.
There's still way, ways to go.
Just when you think you saw one hill that was super high, like, that's really high. Then you pull around the corner and you're like, ooh, that one's even higher. Holy crap.
And traffic moved.
It kept going, yeah.
And then through one spot to avoid, there's one toll we could not avoid.
No. It's the only road. There's no way around it.
Yeah. Which now we've been on a turnpike and a byway. I think Ohio called them byways. In Virginia, they called it a turnpike.
Expressways, byways,
yes.
Turnpikes.
Highways, but...
toll roads.
But then there was one to try to avoid some of the tolls we went that was only 25 miles. It was the swoopy road, the anti-Vita road.
We hit one on the way there and one on the way back.
It's the same one, I remember, because it was kind of... a little...
It's where the banjo plays in the background. To where if you stop and get out, you end up in a hole and having to put the lotion on. Or it gets the hose again. That was... Some of it was kind of sketchy.
Yes. We didn't want to stop there.
No.
Some of the houses there were very rough. Mm-hmm. And if they're occupied, they probably shouldn't be.
Some of them looked like they were having a yard sale. Minus the yard sale.
Yeah. It was... It was interesting.
We'll just call it interesting.
Yes. But that one was really swoopy.
Yes, very.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. And that one followed the river, creek, whatever. We also crossed apologize if this is not how to pronounce it, but we didn't know. The Kanawha River. Like, we crossed that like 5 or 6 times each way.
Yeah. And this bridge, and that bridge, and this bridge, and that bridge, and this bridge, and that's... Oh, jeez. You need to be in the left lane to hit Highway 64. We were just, what, over the river again? Well, okay, that's fine. Yeah, sure. The highway commission did a good job. Yeah, but it's awe-inspiring. That's the term I was like, I'm like, it's awe-inspiring just driving through some of those.
The views.
The views were just amazing. Looking up and you see a power, like a power pole at the top of this mountain bluff, whatever. And the road to get to it is like 45 degrees. I hate to be the guy that's going to work on that pole today. It was nuts.
Some of the grades were like, what, 7%?
5%, 7. I saw 5, 7, and 9% grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the semis were in the right lanes with their hazards on because they had the...
They had signs to warn you, like, the trucks, check brakes,
7%
grade. The
runaway truck ramp.
Yes.
Yep. Which basically is just a bunch of sand in case you lose control.
Yep,
you
and drive. It goes up hot. Yep.
Nuts. Yeah. And then as we got closer to Virginia, by Rain Kim, it flattened out.
Flattened out again.
And then we finally got into Hopewell.
Hopewell, yeah.
Yes. And saw that Shoney's is still a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't know they still existed.
Yeah, they were around in our childhood, at least. Yes, I remember in Green Bay.
Yes.
And when it went away, we just assumed Shoney's went out of business. We hadn't seen him.
Shut her down. Close the doors.
All our lives. It took.
We're driving through and. Well, actually, that wasn't until. At with Kim, because we got there.
We didn't have to go through town.
No, but we came on the north side of it and drove across a really cool bridge, like an old like trestle bridge that lifted up and it was neat. And then
the green one.
Yes. As we were pulling in, you drive this way, drive that way. Now you got to drive back in this little dead end sort of cul-de-sac thing.
Suburbs.
Whatever, suburbs. And oh, there it is. And we pull in. And as we're pulling in, we see a vehicle go by. I was like, that's Kim. She
waved and turned around.
Yes.
And picked us up.
All right. We parked in front of the basketball hoop. And then she comes back and it was hugs, hugs, hugs. Because we're finally here. This is great. And
she has to go pick up her child. So we hopped in the car.
Hop in the car going for a ride. We got to go get Isla. Drove to go pick up her daughter. And that's when I saw the Shoney's. I was like, that's still a thing? What the? Wow. I didn't think they existed.
I think it's been at least 30 years since we last saw a Shoney's, if not more.
Yeah. It's been a long time, and from what we were told, is they're big.
We saw a couple of them
down there.
Yeah, we saw a couple of them as we were cruising around.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was something. But we were finally there. Yay! We made it to Kim and Ray's.
So people know this will be this one, and the next episode will be a little bit longer because we did a lot of things.
Did a lot of things, and if you decide you don't want to listen to us the whole time, that's fine. Shut us down.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
And then you don't have to hear about electric tacos.
Yeah, electric tacos.
So, yeah. The next morning, we hit a plantation. This was Friday morning. Shirley Plantation. Supposedly, someone said it was the oldest plantation still in operation, is what someone said. So, I don't know if it is, but it was cool. Just like a lot of things we saw in that area. Haunted. All haunted.
The actual like buildings, historical stuff we saw... Not being used, but all the fields that were around originally run on that plantation are still there. They're full of cotton.
Yeah, cotton.
Full of cotton everywhere. It was cool to see that.
Some soybean too was the other one. There was a lot of in that area too. But yeah,
absolutely haunted.
We got to go through all the outbuildings. We didn't go through the actual house.
Main house.
But we spent plenty of time walking around the plantation, going through the outdoor kitchen, through the barn, the all sorts of different things, seeing some of the old artifacts they unearthed from the attic, from wherever they dug up some of the archaeological digs they've done in the area, and pulling up like pot shards and fan blades, like the bone blades that were in the old fans that the ladies fanned themselves, and just thinking about the people that were connected to these things.
Yeah, they had the signs explaining that they had how many slaves, which was sad. Ugh. I mean, slavery was big back then, and explaining where they worked, who did what, the kitchen area, who was cooking, when they had supper. Then they also had
the type of food they had.
The slave house themselves talking about they were growing their own food, and it was all these different signs explaining everything. Of how things ran today. I wonder what it would have been interesting to see inside the house, because I bet you they probably had way more.
That was probably the fancier area than how
it was something.
The rich were living.
Just the thing. They had t- timelines of what this mm-hmm. happened, when this happened, when this happened. And it was something, because I mean, most of the time that they were talking were in the, what, 1700s?
1700s, yeah. Some in the 1800s, when they got electricity, the old lead acid batteries they had in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was 1910. I do remember that one. Yep, so yeah. It was around for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. That was something. Yeah, we did that with Ray. That was cool. Just him and you and I and him.
And then we went to the Colonial Williamsburg.
Which is so cool.
Again, old buildings. We didn't do the extra ticket to do, like, go inside some of the more historical locations, but just checking out the outside, there was so much to see.
It's still a full-on city.
It is.
It's yeah, multiple blocks. City.
And several chunks of it are closed to vehicle traffic, so yes. You can just walk in the cobblestone, walk along in the road, the old armory that they were doing some reconstruction on.
Yeah, he said 2026 they were going to, because they were still doing some digging and
to determine, like, what was really there and how it was actually set up then.
Yes, historically accurate, yeah. Yes. They wanted to make sure it was done right.
We stopped and got a beer at the one old tavern. We sat outside in the grapevine-covered pergola thing.
Yeah, I just wanted
a cider.
Nobody else had to get. So. I wanted to have a beer to say that I had a beer in one of the oldest cities in the United States. But Ray got a beer. I got a beer. You got a cider.
Yes.
We sat out back. We drank it. Watched the squirrels do crazy things.
It was a good break.
It was
from all the walking.
A lot of walking
out all the shops and stores and people watching in between. Mm-hmm. Horses, horse-drawn carriages. It was just.
We could have spent a lot more time walking around that part of the town to check out more of it, but Kim ended up getting off of work early.
Yes.
And showing up sooner with the kids. Yeah. So we wanted to walk back.
Yeah. But before that, we hit up a lunch at another brewery, the Precarious Beer Project.
Yes.
And within the brewery itself were like little food trucks without the trucks.
Burger
shop. There was a burger one, and then the other one was electric circus taquiera.
Taquiera, the electric circus tacos.
Tacos.
So we got some tacos.
Electric tacos. They were the ones I got were delicious.
It was an interesting,
They're all sorts of fun, unique, not the standard tacos.
No, definitely not. The one I got was the Smashville.
It was Nashville hot chicken.
Smashville hot chicken, which was not as hot as I was hoping. Because you know me, I like my spicy foods. It was still really good, though.
It was.
Yeah, and I would have had it, absolutely. I mean, I got a beer, just a little one, because I didn't want to buy something I wasn't going to like. It was okay. Not my flavor.
But they also had, like, a giant list of, like, 30 beers. It was
there was a lot of them, yeah. And it was interesting the way it was laid out inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they also had outside seating, plus they had inside seating, so you get a beer, get tacos or the burgers. It was different. I liked the way it was laid out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then while you guys got your beer, I went across the hallway to basically a boba tea place. Without the boba, and I got a milk tea at the Secret Garden. I felt bad. That was the only person there. One lady. She was very nice.
Yeah.
But it was good.
That was a wonderful place. Yeah, that was fun.
And then we met up with Kim.
And then Kim and the kids' kid. Yeah.
For supper at Mellow Mushroom, a pizza place.
That was okay. That was Mellow Mushroom. Yeah. Yes. I liked that. It was good.
The pizza was good.
I enjoyed that place.
I had basically a Cuban sandwich on a pizza. It was delicious.
Nice.
And which one did you have?
The buffalo chicken.
Shocked. Wait, you see my face? Completely shocked.
You have a buffalo chicken anything on your menu? I'm going to try it, and I'm going to let you know.
This is true.
That it was very good.
This is true.
Could have been more buffalo-y, though.
But we ate well. I just thought it was funny on their menu. A couple of the pizzas advertised that they used real Wisconsin white cheddar. And I'm like,
oh, that's
right. Wisconsin knows their cheese. We are also disappointed in this trip as you can't get... like fried cheese curds places.
Yes, we stopped at a little place called Whippy Dip.
Oh, we forgot about the Whippy Dip.
Just a tiny little mom and pop.
That was like a Wednesday lunch before the caverns?
Yes. little mom and pop,
like drive-in. You can drive through. Not even that. It's Dairy Depot.
Dairy Depot. It was a tiny little spot
with two tables inside.
You get the basic burger, hot dog, chicken sandwich, all that other fun stuff.
Or like Kiwani custard, that kind of place.
They had some deep fried things, and I want some cheese curds. And then she had to remind me that we're not in Wisconsin.
They don't have cheese curds.
They don't have cheese curds.
Even some of the places they mention about cheese curds, it's just chunks of mozzarella. They're just, instead of mozzarella sticks, there were mozzarella chunks.
Yeah, they're not actual cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
It was still fun. I did just the name, because you were like, Whippy Dip, we got to go. Yes, we do, because it's called Whippy Dip. It's ridiculous. So we went.
The strawberry shake I had there was delicious.
It was good. I just got a basic bacon cheeseburger.
And they had curly fries that were fantastic. And I got a corn dog. So I didn't want that much. I was not that hungry. And I figured between shake and corn dog, I should be good. So yeah, that Whippy Dip, worth the stop also.
Yeah. Just the name alone, Whippy Dip.
Tiny little place, cheap food, delicious food. And we're like, get in the car. I'm like, oh, not that hungry. There's a bonus burger in there.
Which was weird.
I don't understand. I don't know if that was an accident or was purpose, because it was a little bit of a longer wait, but we didn't care.
Hope the guy in the drive-thru was like mad because he didn't get his burger.
I'm not sure what happened there.
It was weird, but it was a fun little stop.
It was.
A fun little stop at Whippy Dip just because of the name. We had to stop for that. Yeah.
So then, jumping back, we finished Friday night with Mellow Mushroom, and then Saturday morning, we got up early.
Really early.
We got up really early, which, an hour earlier than normally, 5 instead of 6.
True.
You set alarm, but I was already awake.
Yeah, Ray came knocking on the door, us up.
Yeah, we were already awake.
It was like 4:45. We're like, we're good. We're getting dressed. Went down, and he made a quick weird like hash and
corn like the corned beef hash you just microwaved a little bit and
some scrambled eggs.
But just some food in our tummies, made some coffees.
Yep. Jumped in the car,
hit a 7-Eleven,
drove 40 minutes so he could show us where he works.
Yes,
because we were going fishing by the power plant that he's a security guard at, and drove through, and we had to sit and run our driver's license to
background
make sure
checks and all of that. And then we went fishing.
We went fishing in the ocean. It wasn't the ocean. It was still part of the river.
But it empties into the ocean.
It empties into the ocean, and there was ocean fishes in it.
I caught the first fish.
You did.
A speckled trout.
Speckled trout, which we kept.
I did.
Because they were in season.
And they were big enough.
Yeah.
And he said these make good fish tacos. So I like fish tacos.
Ray caught a couple of striped bass.
I caught a bass, a small one, though.
But yeah, we ended up throwing those back because they weren't still in season. I think he said this week they were in season and we could have kept them.
I thought he said, because he even said that your one bigger striper was.
We could have kept it, but you can only keep one.
Ah.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're technically not in season, so we just kept throwing them back. Like, whatever, it was just fun to catch. I didn't want to deal with any of that.
We also had an incident.
Yes. Poor Ray had to go swimming.
Because we each had a pole in hand, and then he set up two other poles.
One fishing on the bottom with some artificial crab bait stuff, and then he had a second one with like a weird bobber thing and some artificial crab shrimp or something like that. And he reeled one of them up, set it to the side, and I don't need that one. But then the second one that he had
all of a sudden
on the bottom.
All of a sudden, looked
at it. Both of them were standing right there.
Yeah.
And had he, like, it just, I happened to look away to look at him. And then all of a sudden, he said something. I looked on, and the pole started going into the water. Something had taken the bait and was swimming off with it.
And you tried to hook it with your pole.
I did, because it was already in the water. And Ray,
dive right in, waist deep, armpits deep.
Come standing up. He got it by the end of the handle. He got it by the rod and was
and
able.
And it was underwater at that point. Like, he made a good grab for it and then marched right out.
And there was a fish on, and he was like, yep, yep, yep. And then he lost the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, RIP to his cell phone.
Yes, he ended up having to get a new cell phone that he wasn't.
He said it was like 4 years old. The screen was already cracked.
He knew he needed one, but he wasn't planning on one.
So fishing, shore fishing, probably better to take cell phone and keys out of your pocket before, just in case something happens.
Now, had he been walked away like he had been.
Yeah.
And where you and I had both walked away.
Never would have had
that
a
pole would have went in, it had been gone.
And what he said, how much about was in that
$250 setup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have just been gone.
So it would have very happy though. The keys for the vehicle still worked because his other set for the car, he had already gone swimming in salt water.
Yeah.
And the key fob didn't work anymore. Yeah, but luckily the other ones did still work.
Yep. So he ended up walking around wet for a while.
Yes. He was pretty much dry by the time we finished.
It helped that that was pretty early in our trip. And then we fished on the shore in the river for a while. And then we went up to the water inlet for the power plant where...
Like a canal set up.
Crazy canal system that runs all the way down to the power plant.
Mm.
The fish get pulled in through the intake is when they're little. And then they just end up living in there.
Yep.
And we were catching some... decent ones.
I couldn't cast anymore.
Yeah.
That setup is a lot heavier than what I'm used to. Yep.
Yeah.
And my arm just wouldn't do anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just watched you guys. I just chilled. The weather was nice.
It was great. It was
light,
really nice weather.
Very light breeze. Perfect. Some
clouds rolling through. The sun was out.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, that was a fun one because I caught a big, it was probably a 10 pound or what is it, 24 and a half inches?
24 and a half inches.
Probably about a 10 pound striper. That was awesome. That was so cool. And then I caught another smaller one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught a little speckled trout. He was probably like, what, like 10 inches?
He was
a little guy. Threw him back right away. Yeah, that was awesome. We caught ocean fish. It was so cool.
And that was one of our things that when Kim asked us, what do we want to do when we're out there? And we said, we want to go fishing, and we want to go to the ocean.
Yes.
That was the two biggest thing. Anything else, like, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be cool to check out a plantation. It'd be cool to check out a fort, maybe.
Yep.
But we were pretty much wide open. We're like, whatever we get inspired by when we're there is fine. But we got to finish.
We knocked off one of our things. We got to go fishing
and
for
then
ocean fish.
We finished that day at a fish place. Well, a southern fish place. Croker's Spot.
It was
good food. Good southern
food. I liked
it.
Yes.
Oh, the cornbread was phenomenal.
Cornbread was amazing. Their potatoes. Do you have any of the mashed potatoes?
I did not have the mashed potatoes.
They were really good, too. Mashed potatoes were amazing.
I tried some of your fish without the buffalo sauce
in
it. Because, of course, they have buffalo-sauced fish. It was fish boat.
Buffalo fish boat, yes. And it was pretty much what catfish fillets or something.
Yes.
Just soaked in buffalo sauce. Ooh. That was good.
So good.
Yeah, I like that one.
I had the cheddar ranch grits. I've not really had grits before. Those were delicious.
Yes.
Like they did not skimp on the cheese.
No. They were super nice people. And the food was, because Kim and Ray said they'd been there a couple of times and they wanted to take us back. So we're like, let's go. I don't care. Let's take us, get some food.
Yeah. She said, you want to take you to, since you can't really get them. Like, we want to get food that we can't normally get at home.
Yeah. They're the.
And since the homemade Southern cuisine here restaurant closed, we don't have good Southern food at all. And that was good. I had crab cakes, like real crab cakes. They're just phenomenal, perfectly seasoned, nice and crispy. Service was super nice. They kept pouring unlimited sweet tea, and the sweet tea was nicely sweet. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. That was a good way to finish that day because we had taken a nap in between fishing and going to get food because we were tired.
We were tired.
It wasn't like a little nap either. I think it was like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
And we took a nap.
Power nap. It was good. It was fantastic.
Yes.
Felt so much better.
It was awesome.
But then that Croker Spot, the building it was in was also like everything. It was like old as hell. It was like a big
octagonal.
Octagon with open to the rafters.
Yeah, there was no fighting
wood.
In it. So
it was
that kind of octagon.
I don't like you.
Yes, you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting here talking to me for an hour.
Over an hour. So on that note, Yes. We're going to take a break here. The other half of our trip is coming in the next episode.
Yes, it's a to be continued.
To be continued.
Because we'd be here for like 3 hours.
Yes.
Just talking. Legit. Yeah.
And if you made it this far, yay.
Woo woo. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We always appreciate everybody who does listen.
Yeah. We got a lot more stuff to talk about.
We have so much more. We really did things.
Yes. And at some point, we're going to have dinner with your mother, and she's going to want us to tell all of this again.
We can just tell her to listen to the podcast episode.
We can. Let's do that. Now, we owe we'll her. Chat.
Yes.
Well, and it'll happen too because we're going to do the same for our puppies, our pet sitters. We're going to take them out to dinner because we didn't really want to buy a whole bunch of stuff to drag back with us for them.
Yeah. And then we weren't really inspired by anything, like stuff.
Nothing jumped.
Yeah. We were there for the experience.
Yes.
Not for stuff. So we really didn't bring any stuff home for ourselves either.
Nope. So, yeah, we'll end up telling this same exact story again.
That's okay.
That'll be fun. And you'll come with us on the next half.
Yes. And then we better go. I hear our tummies rumbling, but we need to make it till a little bit longer.
Yeah, there's a football game at 3:25 I have to watch. It's called the Green Bay Packers versus the New England Patriots.
And then halftime, you're making us grilled cheese?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. Yes, grilled cheese.
Awesome.
It's a grilled cheese day.
Grilled cheese day. Yay, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.